It's 2017. Kids are a little different nowadays. But so great to see you guys this morning. Qué bueno verlos esta mañana. And I just want to start off this morning by sharing a little story. Les quiero contar una historia. And this story is not necessarily verified that it's true. No necesariamente es verificado que es una historia verdadera. But I think it helps to kind of set up the message. Yo creo que nos ayuda como arrancar con el mensaje de hoy. And it's a story about Alexander the Great. Se trata de Alejandro el Grande. And how many of you have heard of Alexander the Great? ¿Cuántos han escuchado de Alejandro el Grande? He was the great conqueror, right? Era un gran conquistador. Conquered a lot of the known world back then. Conquistó mucho del mundo en esos tiempos. And one day, supposedly, he was having a hard time sleeping. Un día, supuestamente, él estaba teniendo un tiempo difícil de dormir. And I can imagine, as a leader, all the stuff that's on your mind. Sometimes I have a hard time sleeping. A veces hay tanto en la cabeza de uno como líder, uno tiene dificultad en dormir. So he started walking around the camp that night. Empezó a caminar alrededor del campamento. And he came across a soldier. Él vino de repente a ver un soldado who was sleeping when he was supposed to be guarding the camp. Y estaba durmiendo este soldado en vez de estar protegiendo el campamento. And that's a big time no-no back then. Eso es un gran error en esos días. You could be killed for that. Te podrían matar por hacer eso. And so he suddenly walked up. Imagine Alexander the Great. He said, you know, excuse me. And the soldier, you know, got up and was scared because in front of him was Alexander the Great, the great general. Y él se asustó mirando este general en frente de él. And so Alexander the Great said, well, excuse me, soldier, what's your name? Le preguntó el general, ¿cuál es tu nombre? And he didn't want to tell him. No le quería decir. He was so nervous. Estaba tan nervioso. And he asked him again, speak up, soldier, what's your name? ¿Cuál es tu nombre? And he finally spoke up and he said, Alexander. Alejandro. And Alexander the Great stopped for a second, paró por un segundo, and he says, you know, soldier, he says, either change your behavior or change your name. O cambias tu nombre o cambias tu conducta. O cambia tu conducta o mejor cambia tu nombre. Isn't that interesting as we think about that? Because we also carry a great name as children of God. Nosotros también llevamos un gran nombre como hijos de Dios. We carry the name of Jesus, el nombre de Jesús. When we say we're Christians, cuando decimos que somos cristianos, we are saying a lot, estamos diciendo bastante. It's not just something that we should say flippantly. No deberíamos decirlo como que si nada. It's a big deal. Es una gran cosa to say that you're a Christian, that you're a follower of Jesus, que eres un seguidor de Jesús. And think about the name of Jesus and all that he is. Piensa en el nombre de Jesús y todo lo que es. And how embarrassing, qué vergonzoso, when we're like that soldier that's asleep. Cuando somos como ese soldado que estaba dormido. Instead of being on guard and ready and prepared and showing people who Jesus is, en vez de estar preparados y despiertos y enseñando a la gente quién es Jesús, sometimes, if we're honest, we're asleep. Si somos honestos, a veces estamos dormidos. So, of course, that's nobody here. Nadie aquí. But I want us to think about this today as I ask us to turn to Colossians chapter 1. Quiero que piensen eso mientras yo les pido que busquen Colosenses capítulo 1. And we're in the middle of our series going deeper and higher. Estamos en medio de nuestra serie de ir alto y profundo. And as I said, we're going to work through the book of Colossians. Vamos a trabajar a través del libro de Colosenses. And how many of you had read Colossians before this series? ¿Cuántos habían leído este libro antes? It's a powerful, es un libro poderoso. It's such a Christological book. Es tan cristológico este libro. If you really want to understand all about who Jesus is, the depth of who Jesus is, Colossians is so great. Si quieres entender más de quién es verdaderamente Jesús, la profundidad de quién es él, estudia este libro. And so I can't think of a better book to be in to go deeper and higher. No puedo pensar en un libro, estar leyendo y estudiando para ir más alto y profundo. So, Colossians chapter 1, and now we're going to move on to verses 9 to 14. Vamos a leer de los versículos 9 al 14. And I'm just going to read the, scripture, okay? Everybody ready? ¿Están listos? Okay. And I'm going to ask that you follow along. Voy a pedir que sigan conmigo. Y voy a leer en inglés en esta parte, pero ya cuando vamos a ver los puntos individuales, voy a referirme al español también. Okay? So here we go, beginning with verse 9. For this reason, also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Now verse 10, versículo 10. So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Ahora versículo 11. Strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience joyously. Ahora el versículo 12. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. Amen. May God bless the reading of his word to our hearts and minds. Que el Señor bendiga la lectura de su palabra a nuestras mentes y corazones. Would you join me in prayer? Únanse conmigo en oración. Heavenly gracious Father, your word is amazing. Padre Celestial, tu palabra es grandioso. We are just blown away, Lord. Estamos completamente, Señor, con la boca abierta. Because you chose to use Paul as your instrument hundreds of years ago. Tú escogiste usar Pablo como tu instrumento hace cientos de años. This beautiful letter that he wrote, esta carta tan preciosa que él escribió, inspired by you, inspirado por ti. And that shows so much for us. Nos demuestra tanto your will, who you are, your heart, tu voluntad, quién eres. Your wonderful son Jesus, tu hijo increíble Jesús, and his magnificence y su magnificencia. And Lord, you want us to go deeper and higher as your people. Señor, tú quieres que vayamos más alto y profundo como tu pueblo. And Father, we want your grace in our life more than anything else. Queremos tu gracia en nuestra vida más que cualquier otra cosa. And Lord, would you grow us in Christ? Señor, edifícanos en Cristo. We need more of you. Necesitamos más de ti en nuestras vidas. And we come with humble hearts this morning. Venimos con corazones humildes. And if we don't, Lord, would you change our hearts? Y si no, cambia nuestros corazones. Would you break through barriers this morning that exist so that we truly receive what you have for us? Quiebra barreras que existen, Señor, para que nos des a cada uno lo que necesitamos. And Lord, help us to apply your word, to live your word. Ayúdanos a aplicar tu palabra, vivir tu palabra. And bless each one that is here today. Bendice a cada uno que está aquí. And give to each one what they need. Dale a cada uno lo que necesitan. And we thank you, Lord, for your word. Te damos gracias por tu palabra. And now we ask that you would use your servant, Lord, as your instrument. Usa tu siervo como tu instrumento. That it would be your word and not mine. Que sea tu palabra y no mi palabra. Bless us. Guide us. Bendícenos, guíanos. In Jesus' name, en el nombre de Jesús. Amén. Amén. The title of today's message is Walking in a Way That is Worthy of Christ. El título del mensaje de hoy es Caminando como es digno de Cristo. walking in a way that is worthy of Christ, caminando como es digno de Cristo. And I've decided there's so much here that I was going to split it up in two parts again. So we're going to do part one this week and part two next week. Hay tanto en solo estos versículos que decidí dividirlo en dos partes. Parte uno, la primera parte hoy, y la segunda parte la semana que viene. So in your bulletins, en sus boletines, you're going to find a sermon guide. Van a ver el guía del sermón. You can follow that. Take notes if you like. Lo pueden seguir y tomar notas. And so here we go. The first point of the message, el primer punto del mensaje. And there's really only two points in this message, but there's all these sub-points. Solo hay dos puntos, pero hay muchos sub-puntos. But the first main point is being filled. Walking in a way that is worthy of Christ means being filled with the knowledge of His will. Caminando como es digno de Cristo significa ser llenos del conocimiento de su voluntad. Llenos del conocimiento de su voluntad. How many of us want to know the will of God? ¿Cuántos de nosotros queremos saber la voluntad de Dios? That's good. Eso es bueno. That's a good start. Es un buen comienzo. We can't say that we're walking with Jesus. No podemos decir si estamos caminando con Jesús and not care about God's will, right? Y no importarnos la voluntad de Dios. When Jesus was always concerned about the will of the Father, right? Jesús siempre estaba en su mente, su corazón, en la voluntad del Padre, right? Is that not why Jesus went and prayed all the time? ¿No es porque Jesús fue todo el tiempo a orar? Imagine the Son of God had to go and pray as much as He did. How much more do we need to pray, right? Si el Hijo de Dios necesitaba ir a orar tanto, cuanto más nosotros necesitamos ir a orar y estar con el Señor, amén? So we need that. It's a part of the essence of walking with Jesus, walking in a way that's worthy of Him. Caminando de una manera que es digno del Señor, es importante saber la voluntad del Señor. Amén. And the good news is that when we know God's will walk the way Jesus walked. Cuando sabemos la voluntad de Dios, vamos a caminar como Cristo caminó. At least we have the potential to do that. Tenemos el potencial de hacerlo. And we have to decide every day. Tenemos que decidirlo cada día. So where does that come from? Well, we see that in verse 9. Lo miramos en el versículo 9, where it says that Paul is asking that we be filled, or they be filled, with the knowledge of His will. Pablo está pidiendo que sean llenos del conocimiento de su voluntad. See, Paul was praying here. Pablo estaba orando. How many of you think that prayer is important? ¿Cuántos de ustedes piensan que la oración es importante? Amen. You know, prayer is powerful. La oración es poderosa. Prayer is an opportunity for us to meet God in the Spirit. La oración es una oportunidad para poder nosotros conectarnos con Dios en el Espíritu. It's an opportunity for us to seek the heart of God. Es una oportunidad para buscar el corazón de Dios. Prayer is not about us just having a list of things that we want from God. That's not prayer. La oración no simplemente es tener una lista de todo lo que queremos de Dios. Does that mean that we can't ask the Father? Of course we can ask. ¿Significa que no podemos pedir al Padre? Por supuesto. But we need to ask according to His will. Debemos de pedir de acuerdo a su voluntad. Sometimes we ask for some silly things because we're not thinking about God's will. A veces pedimos cosas que son tonterías, la verdad, porque no estamos considerando la voluntad de Dios. And how beautiful, how powerful when we begin to ask according to God's will. Qué poderoso cuando empezamos a pedir de acuerdo a la voluntad de Dios. That's what Paul was doing. Eso es lo que estaba haciendo Pablo. This prayer was full of the power of God's will. Esta oración estaba lleno de la voluntad de Dios. These were the things that God wanted for them. Estas son las cosas que Dios quería para nosotros, para ellos, y que Dios quiere para nosotros, and that God wants for us. And how beautiful if we were to pray more this way for each other. Qué bellísimo sería si oráramos más unos por otros de esta manera. Do you know that one of the greatest ways that we can pray is to pray Scripture? Una de las maneras más poderosas que podemos orar es orar la Escritura. You know, sometimes we don't know how to pray, if we're honest. A veces, si somos honestos, no sabemos cómo orar. We start to pray, and 5 minutes later, we're tired. Empezamos a orar, y en 5 minutos ya estamos cansados. You know, we come to Wednesday night prayer meeting. We're like, how am I going to pray for an hour? I can't even pray for 5 minutes.
Venimos a la reunión de oración los miércoles y decimos, ¿cómo puedo venir a orar por una hora si no puedo orar por 5 minutos?
But you know how you pray more and more is you start to pray God's word.
¿Sabes cómo puedes orar más y más? Empieza a orar la palabra del Señor.
Take that word and pray it back to God.
Toma esa palabra y ora de regreso al Señor.
Or pray for someone else these prayers. Or ora por alguien más esta palabra del Señor.
Or the Psalms. The Psalms is a great place to go and to pray.
Los Salmos es un gran lugar para ir.
It was not just their music book. It was their prayer book for the Hebrews.
No solo era su libro de música para los hebreos, era su libro de oración.
And so they've asked some people in the past, some Christians that were known for their faith,
le han preguntado a cristianos en el pasado que están conocidos por su fe,
how were you able to pray for hours?
¿Cómo podían orar por horas?
They would pray the scripture.
Oraban la escritura de Dios.
So you want your prayer life to be more power-filled?
¿Quieren que su vida de oración sea más poderosa?
Pray God's word.
Ora la palabra del Señor.
And see if God does not work in mighty ways.
Ve si Dios no trabaja en maneras poderosas
to align your thoughts,
para alinear tus pensamientos with his thoughts.
Alinear tus pensamientos con sus pensamientos.
Aligning your thoughts with his thoughts.
And when you pray that way, wow,
God does move in mighty ways.
Cuando oramos así, Dios mueve en maneras poderosas.
And you know what? I don't know why God decided to make prayer the way he did, but he did.
No sé por qué Dios decidió hacerlo como lo hizo con la oración,
but there's something powerful about the prayer of God's people.
When it truly is genuinely given to God, seeking his heart, wanting God to move.
Es algo poderoso que cuando el pueblo de Dios ora buscando el corazón de Dios, queriendo ver a Dios mover en su poder, como Dios lo hace.
We pray because we believe that God can do it.
Oramos porque creemos que Dios lo puede hacer. Amén.
When we pray, we should pray with faith, expectation.
Cuando oramos, deberemos de orar con expectativa, con fe.
We're not just doing an exercise.
No solo estamos haciendo un ejercicio.
We're believing that God can do mighty things.
But creemos que Dios va a hacer cosas grandes.
You know that since we started doing the prayer ministry again at the beginning of this year, we've seen God move in tremendous ways.
Desde que hemos empezado a hacer el ministerio de oración este año, hemos visto el poder del Señor moverse.
And in spite of the honking and all of that that's going on, God moves.
Dios se mueve. There it is. Thank you, Lord.
There it is again. That's all right.
And the point is that God moves through the prayer of his people.
El Señor mueve a través de las oraciones de su pueblo.
Now, let's keep going.
Vamos a seguir adelante.
Let's look at this next verse.
If somebody has a car out there with an alarm, if you could try to turn it off, that would be great.
Si alguien tiene un carro con alarma, por favor, traten de apagarlo.
All right?
So let's talk about God's will for a second. Hablemos de la voluntad de Dios por un segundo. What does it mean?
¿Qué significa?
Well, there's two aspects to God's will.
Hay dos aspectos de la voluntad de Dios.
The first aspect is God's will of decree or sovereign will.
El primer aspecto es la voluntad de decreto de Dios o la voluntad soberana.
We talked about this a few weeks ago.
Hablamos de eso hace unas semanas.
I don't know if you guys remember when we had the end of our creation series and we talked about Joseph and his brothers.
Cuando hablamos de la creación y al final de esa serie hablamos de José y sus hermanos,
we brought up the subject of God's sovereignty.
Because Joseph said that what you did, you meant for evil, but God meant it for good.
Lo que tú hiciste, dijo José a sus hermanos, es que lo que hiciste fue malo, fue maldad, pero Dios lo propuso para el bien.
So God is able to take even those things that we do that are wrong.
Dios puede tomar las cosas que hacemos mal, and he can turn it for good.
Y él lo puede voltear para el bien.
That's because God is sovereign.
Eso es porque Dios es soberano.
He has a plan.
Él tiene un plan.
And he's going to work that out.
Y él lo va a hacer funcionar.
No matter what we do.
No importa lo que hacemos.
Now, does that mean that we're robots?
¿Significa que somos robots?
No.
We still have human responsibility. Todavía tenemos responsabilidad. But God's big plan is going to be accomplished. El plan grande de Dios se va a completar, se va a cumplir. And where do we see that? We see that in Isaiah 46, 9 through 11. Isaías 46, 9 al 11. Remember the former things, those of long ago. I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. Recuerden las cosas pasadas, aquellas de antaño. Yo soy Dios y no hay ningún otro. Yo soy Dios y no hay nadie igual a mí. There's no one like God. No hay nadie como Dios. No one else is sovereign. Nadie más es soberano. Only God. Solo Dios. Not the president. No el presidente. Not anyone else. Nadie más. And what else? Verse 10, versículo 10. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. Wow. Yo anuncio el fin desde el principio, desde los tiempos antiguos, lo que está por venir. Yo digo mi propósito se cumplirá, y haré todo lo que deseo. Is that powerful? ¿Es poderoso? That's God's will. Esa es la voluntad de Dios. That is God's sovereign will. Es la voluntad soberana de Dios. He's got a plan. Él tiene un plan. He's telling us what's going to happen in the future already from the very beginning. Because he already knows. He already has a plan. Él nos está diciendo el fin desde el comienzo porque Él está en control y Él tiene un plan. He's in control. You don't need to be afraid. No tienen que tener temor because things happen in the news that we don't like. Porque cosas en las noticias suceden que no nos gusta. God is still in control. He's still on the throne. He's still sovereign. Dios todavía está en su trono. Él es soberano y todavía está en control. And what does it say now in verse 11? El versículo 11. From the east I summon a bird of prey from a far off land, a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said that I will bring about, what I have planned that I will do. Del oriente llamo al ave de rapiña, de tierra distante, al hombre que cumplirá mi propósito. Lo que he dicho, haré que se cumpla. Lo que he planeado, lo voy a hacer. Lo cumpliré. What God has designed to happen is going to happen. No one can stop it. God's sovereign will, no one's going to stop it. El plan soberano de Dios, nadie lo va a parar. The things that really matter, las cosas que de veras importan, God is going to work them out. Dios las va a trabajar. That's why God is able to say to us that he will work all things for the good of those who love him according to his call and purpose. Por eso Dios puede decir que Él va a trabajar todas las cosas para el bien de cada uno que lo ama y está llamado a acuerdo de su propósito. Romans 8:28, Romanos 8:28. Why? Because even the bad stuff in your life, aún las cosas malas en tu vida, God is still sovereign. Dios es soberano. And God is able to work all things out for our good. Él puede trabajar todas las cosas para nuestro bien. And so that is God's sovereign will. Esa es la voluntad soberana de Dios. Ephesians 1:11 refers to this. Efesios 1:11 se refiere a esto. In him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. En Cristo también fuimos hechos herederos, pues fuimos predestinados según el plan de aquel que hace todas las cosas conforme al designio de su voluntad. He's got a design. His will, he's got a design, and he's going to carry it out, including in our own life and our salvation. Dios tiene un diseño, y Él lo va a cumplir en nuestras vidas, incluyendo nuestra salvación. Isn't that good news that our salvation is not dependent on us and what we'll do and our power? Nuestra salvación no depende de nosotros y nuestro poder. It depends on the power of God. Depende del poder de Dios. That is God's sovereign will. Esa es la voluntad soberana de Dios, what we call the decree, the will of decree, o el decreto de Dios. Now, there is a second kind of will of God. Hay un segundo tipo de voluntad de Dios. And it's important. Why do we need to know this? ¿Por qué lo tenemos que hacer? Well, first of all, we're reading a scripture that says the will of God. So we need to know what that is. Estamos leyendo un pasaje que dice la voluntad de Dios. Hay que saber lo que es. And also, every time you read a verse in the Bible about the will of God, it's going to be one of these two things. Cuando lee ustedes un pasaje sobre la voluntad de Dios, va a estar en una de estas dos categorías. So what's the second one? The second one is God's will of command. El segundo es la voluntad del mando de Dios. This is the part where human responsibility comes in. Esa es la parte donde viene la responsabilidad humana. God commands us, and then we have the opportunity to choose whether to follow God's command or not. Dios nos manda a hacer y obedecer, y nosotros podemos elegir si vamos a escuchar y obedecerlo o no. You're not a robot. That's your choice. No eres un robot. Tú tienes que escoger. This is the command of God. Esos son el mandamiento de Dios. So when we read something like Matthew 7:21, Mateo 7:21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. No todo el que me dice, Señor, Señor, entrará en el reino de los cielos, sino solo el que hace la voluntad de mi Padre que está en el cielo. What is he talking about? Obedience. Obediencia. God's part of God's will is his command to us. Parte de la voluntad de Dios es su mandamiento. And this is the part that we get to respond to every day of our lives. Esa es la parte que nosotros tenemos la oportunidad de responder cada día. Are you going to live in the will of God? ¿Vas a vivir en la voluntad de Dios? Are you going to obey what God has said? ¿Vas a obedecer? Because this is the part that you can choose to disobey. Tú puedes escoger desobedecer. God's big plan is going to be accomplished no matter what. El plan grande de Dios se va a cumplir, no importa lo que importa. But the question is, will you join? La pregunta es si tú vas a unirte a ese plan. Are you going to join in the blessing of being a part of that? ¿Vas a unirte a la bendición de eso? Are you going to join in the judgment? ¿O vas a tú unirte al juicio? God desires for you to join in on the blessing. Dios desea que tú te unas a la bendición. But he doesn't make you a robot. Dios no te hizo un robot. You must choose. Tú tienes que escoger to say, I surrender. Yo me rindo. You know that song that we sing? I surrender all to Jesus. I surrender all. Yo me rindo. What is that saying? That I know that you're sovereign. Yo sé que tú eres soberano. I know you're in control. Yo sé que tú estás en control. And I don't want to pretend to be in control anymore. Yo no quiero pretender estar en control. Lord, I surrender to your will. Yo me rindo a tu voluntad. Have you done that? ¿Has hecho eso? That pleases God. Eso le agrada al Señor. That you would say, I give up trying to be in charge. Yo me rindo de tratar de estar encargado. I'm not the Lord of my life. Yo no soy el Señor de mi vida. You are Lord. Tú eres Señor. Jesus has done everything. Jesús todo lo ha hecho. Jesus, I want you to be Lord. Jesús, yo quiero que seas Señor de mi vida. Because you're already Lord of all the universe. Ya eres Señor de todo el universo. So who am I to not surrender to the Lordship of Jesus? ¿Quién soy yo para no rendirme al Señorío de Jesús? He's already the Lord of the universe. Yes, el Señor del Universo. Can you imagine? Can you imagine not recognizing Jesus? Imagínese no reconocer a Jesús. But we have that choice. Tenemos ese escoger, ese elegir en nuestras vidas. So that is the will of God. Esa es la voluntad de Dios. So we don't have to wonder. No tenemos que adivinar. What's God's will? ¿Qué es la voluntad de Dios? You know what God's will? It's right here. Aquí está. God's will is right here. His big plan, it's right here. Su plan grande. You know what his big plan is? To redeem the world through Jesus. Su plan grande es redimir al mundo a través de Jesús. God has a redemption plan. Él tiene un plan de redención. That's the good news. Es la buena noticia. And he's going to work all these things in history. The bad things people did, the things that he directly directed, he's going to work them all so that his plan is carried out. Él lo va a trabajar todo. Las cosas malas que la gente hizo, las cosas que directamente obedecieron a Dios o Dios las dirigió, él va a trabajarlo todo para su plan grande de la redención del mundo. That's how much God loves us. Es así cuanto Dios nos ama. So, next point. Segundo punto. Letter A. La letra A. Or sub for, sorry, first subpoint. Primer subpunto. So, what is this? It produces fruit in our good works. Walking a way that is worthy of Christ produces fruit in our good works. Ser llenos del conocimiento de su voluntad produce fruto en nuestras buenas obras. Do you remember that we just talked about fruit? Acabamos de hablar del fruto. You remember Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23? Galatas 5, 22 y 23. We talked about the fruits of the Spirit, right? Hablamos del fruto del Espíritu. That we should see fruit in our lives. If you belong to Jesus, si perteneces a Jesús, debes de ver el fruto del Señor en tu vida, right? And we all want that. We all love fruit, right? Todos nos encanta la fruta. Fruit is good for us. La fruta es bueno. Well, fruit is good for us, and it should show that Jesus is in our lives. El fruto es bueno y demuestra que Jesús está en nuestras vidas. But this is something a little different. Esto es algo un poquito diferente. It says in verse 10, dice en el versículo 10, bearing fruit in every good work, dando fruto en toda buena obra. And what that means is that when we walk in a way that's worthy of Christ, cuando caminamos de una manera que es digna de Jesús, even the things we do will bring fruit. Aún las cosas que hacemos va a traer fruto. God is going to work through our actual actions. Dios va a trabajar a través de nuestras acciones so that there's fruit from that, para que haya fruto. So not only will we have internal fruit, no solo vamos a tener fruto interno, we're going to have exterior fruit. Vamos a tener fruto externamente. Is that exciting? All right, amen. So where does it say that? Ephesians 2:10, Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do what? All right, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Look at God's will, right? La voluntad de Dios. Porque somos hechura de Dios, creados en Cristo Jesús para buenas obras, las cuales Dios dispuso de antemano a fin de que las pongamos en práctica. Wow, God prepared in advance good works for us to do. Dios preparó de antemano buenas obras para que nosotros hagamos. Things don't happen by chance. Las cosas no suceden solo por chiripa. God's already prepared some things for you to do so that there can be fruit from that for the kingdom of God. Eternal fruit. Dios ya preparó cosas de antemano para que haya fruto en nuestras obras que va a ser fruto eterno para el reino de Dios. What does that fruit look like? Well, when you do good works for God, people will come to know Jesus. Cuando haces buenas obras para Dios y hay fruto, gente va a venir a conocer a Jesús. Did you know that? ¿Sabías eso? That's the fruit. The fruit is that people will come to know Jesus because we did something in faith, in the love of Christ, and it may seem like something small, but God prepared in advance for us to do that so that someone would see the love of Christ and put their faith in Jesus. Dios ya preparó de antemano para que aunque sea algo parezca pequeño, Dios preparó esa obra para que tú la hagas en el amor de Cristo, en la fe del Señor, y a través de esa obra, esa persona va a ver el amor de Cristo y va a confiar en el Señor. How many of us have been touched by what others have done in the love of Christ? ¿Cuántos de nosotros hemos sido tocados por lo que otra persona ha hecho en el amor de Cristo? If we're all honest, we all have. We are the fruit of someone's good work. Did you know that? Nosotros somos el fruto de la buena obra de alguien en Cristo. And it's not that we're saved by works. No es que estamos salvados por obras. We know that. We're saved by faith. Somos salvos por la fe. But good works should be a result of our relationship with God. Buenas obras deben ser un resultado de una relación con Dios. It's a natural thing. Es algo natural. Because it flows out of the Spirit of God living in us. Fluye del Espíritu Santo que obra en nosotros. We want to do things for God. Queremos hacer cosas para el Señor. We want to serve others because we want to honor the Lord. Servimos a otros porque queremos honrar a Dios. And there are times where we don't feel like doing good works. Is that not true? Hay veces que no sentimos ganas de hacer buenas obras. I want to sleep a little later today. Quiero dormir un poco más. I don't want to get up and go take somebody halfway across, you know, the East Bay. No me quiero levantar temprano para ir a ayudar a alguien y moverlos allá al este de la bahía. There's so many things that our flesh does not want to do. Muchas cosas que nuestra carne no quiere hacer. But we need to be led by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Debemos de ser guiados por el Espíritu y no por la carne. Because if we let our flesh guide us, si dejamos que nuestra carne nos guía, we won't ever do anything for God. Nunca vamos a hacer algo para Dios.
Oh, I don't think I can do that. That's kind of scary. Yo no pienso que pueda hacer eso. Me da miedo.
You're talking from your flesh. Estás hablando de tu carne. We don't see greater things, no vemos cosas más grandes, because we're not letting the Holy Spirit guide us. No estamos dejando que el Espíritu Santo nos guíe. Have faith that God has prepared good works for you to do so that there can be fruit for the kingdom of God. Ten fe que Dios ha preparado obras para que tú hagas, para que haya fruto en el reino de Dios. That means you. Significa tú. And guess what? God has stuff prepared for you to do this week. Dios tiene cosas preparadas para que hagas esta semana. Good works, buenas obras, for His glory, para su gloria, and so that there can be fruit for the kingdom, para que haya fruto en el reino. Isn't that exciting? ¿No es emocionante? But don't let the flesh talk you out of stuff. No dejas que tu carne te hable y te saque de lo que Dios te quiere dar. Él quiere bendecir a alguien más a través de tu vida. He wants to bless someone through your life. Isn't it exciting to think that as messed up as we can be sometimes? ¿No es emocionante pensar, aún con todos nuestros defectos? Because we know our defects, right? Nosotros conocemos nuestros defectos. And as weak as we can be in the flesh sometimes, aún de, así de débil que podemos ser en la carne, God can give us the strength to do great things for Him so that somebody's life is transformed. Dios nos puede dar la fuerza para hacer algo grande para su gloria, para que la vida de alguien sea transformada. What will you do this week to fulfill that scripture? ¿Qué harás esta semana para cumplir esa escritura? Are you willing to pray and say, God, will you show me what you want me to do? ¿Estás dispuesto a orar y decir, Señor, demuéstrame qué quieres que yo haga? I tell you, it might even be this afternoon when you leave church. Podría ser cuando tú te vas de la iglesia hoy, que hay algo preparado. The question now is, will you do it? La pregunta es, ¿lo vas a hacer? So now, the next sub-point, point B, punto B. Walking in a way that is worthy of Christ increases our knowledge of God. Ser llenos del conocimiento de su voluntad aumenta nuestro conocimiento de Dios. Now, we read this, lo leemos, right? It's there in verse 10, está en el versículo 10. Increasing in the knowledge of God, creciendo en el conocimiento de Dios. I'm not inventing this stuff, right? Where is it coming from? It's coming from the scripture. No me lo estoy inventando, está ahí en la escritura. That's why I try to underline it so that you guys can see. It's in the word. Lo subrayo para que vean que está en la palabra. I want you to study the word and not just take my word for it. Yo quiero que ustedes estudien la palabra y no solo digan, ah, pues yo lo creo porque lo dijo el pastor. I believe it because the pastor said it. No. Believe it because the word of God says it. Amen? All right. I don't know if everybody's convinced. Créanlo porque la palabra de Dios lo dice. Amen? Because even the pastor can make mistakes. Aún el pastor puede hacer un error. And guess what? If you love me, you'll come up to me later and you'll say, Pastor, you might want to consider this or that because you love me. Y si tú me amas, tú hasta me puedes corregir con amor si yo me equivoco. You can correct me with love. I give you permission. Les doy permiso. Because I am just a servant of God. Yo solo soy un siervo de Dios. And the Lord has the final word. Amen. Dios tiene la última palabra. So, look at this. So what does it mean? Does it mean that it's just having knowledge? Like, man, I know all these facts about God. ¿Significa solo tener conocimiento de información? It's just having information about God. I know more information about God than you do, so I am holier. I'm more spiritual. Yo tengo más información sobre Dios, entonces yo soy más santo, yo soy más espiritual. Wrong answer. That's not what this is talking about. This is talking about so much more. Está hablando de mucho más. Yes, we use our minds. Sí, usamos nuestras mentes. But God wants all of you. Dios quiere todo de ti. He wants your mind, your affections, all of who you are. Dios quiere todo, tu mente, tus sentimientos. I like that in Portuguese. I'm trying to learn too. Estoy practicando. So I love it. I love it. God wants all of it. Dios lo quiere todo. And when we talk about this, we got to go to John 17:3. Vamos a Juan 17:3. This is eternal life. Y esta es la vida eterna. Now, this is what's interesting. A lot of people, when we talk about eternal life, mucha gente cuando habla de la vida eterna, all they're thinking about is saved from hell. Saved from hell. Ah! Right? Cuando mucha gente habla de la salvación, de la vida eterna, básicamente están hablando de evitar el fuego. But eternal life is so much more. La vida eterna es mucho más. And look what it says, what Jesus says, lo que dice Jesús, that they may know you, que te conozcan a ti. And not only that, that the only, what? Know what about him? Conocer que, that you are the only true God. Que el único Dios verdadero, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent, y Jesucristo a quien tú has enviado. Eternal life means truly knowing who God is and Jesus. La vida eterna es verdaderamente conocer quién es Dios y quién es Jesús. But not just here, also here. No solo aquí, pero aquí. The problem is that some people know Jesus only in an academic kind of way. Only here, intellectually. El problema es que mucha gente solo conoce a Jesús académicamente hablando. Solo aquí, con el intelecto. That's not enough. No es suficiente. That's why Jesus said, right, on that last day, on the day of judgment, el día de juicio, Jesus will say to some, depart from me, for I never knew you. Apártense de mí porque nunca los conocí. Why? Because they only knew Jesus from an intellectual standpoint. Solo conocieron a Jesús en su intelecto. And some will say, but I did all these things for you, Lord. Yo hice todas estas cosas para ti. But it doesn't matter if you do things if you don't know the Lord here and here. No importa todo lo que tú hagas si no conoces al Señor aquí y aquí. To know him, to be close to him, conocerlo, ser cerca a él. It's intimacy. Es intimidad. Paul is talking about knowing God intimately. Pablo está hablando de conocer a Dios íntimamente. It's knowing God in a way that when you're walking in your life, es conocer a Dios tan íntimamente cuando andas caminando en tu vida. And no matter what's going on, no importa lo que está sucediendo, even on the bad days, aún en los días malos, you know who God is. Tú conoces quién eres Dios. And you know how strong he is. Sabes cómo de fuerte eres. You know how good he is. Tú sabes qué bueno eres. Qué bueno es. You know how merciful he is. Tú sabes cómo de misericordioso es. You know how loving he is. Tú sabes cómo de amoroso es Dios. And that sustains you no matter what's happening. Eso te sostiene no importa lo que está sucediendo. So that you can have joy. You can have joy. Puedes tener gozo in the middle of anything. En medio de lo que sea. Even a storm, aún una tormenta. Because joy is based on knowing God and who he is. El gozo de Dios está basado en conocer a Dios y quién es él. Not how good you are. No como de bueno eres. Because you're not. Porque no lo eres. Only God is good. Solo Dios es bueno. And if we do something good, it's because of him. Y si hacemos algo bueno, es por él. Él es el bueno. Do you know God intimately? ¿Conoces a Dios íntimamente? Because that brings joy. Eso trae gozo. And you know the only thing that can rob us of our joy, lo único que nos puede robar en nuestro gozo, is sin, unconfessed sin in our life. Es pecado que no confesamos. So if you're a Christian and you're not experiencing that joy, you may have to say, Lord, show me if there's sin in my life that I haven't confessed to you. Si no estás experimentando ese gozo en el Señor y eres hijo de Dios, pídale al Señor que te revele si hay pecado en tu vida que no has confesado. Because David prayed, restore to me the joy of my salvation. Amen. David oró, restáurame a mí el gozo de mi salvación. And you know what that was related to? His sin. Estaba relacionado con su pecado. And until David gave that to the Lord, hasta que David se lo entregó al Señor, he did not experience that joy again. Él no experimentó ese gozo de nuevo. So, third subpoint, el tercer subpunto. Walking the way that is worthy of Christ strengthens us with God's power. Caminando como es digno de Cristo nos fortalece con el poder de Dios. How many of you have felt weak this week in some way? ¿Cuántos de ustedes se han sentido débil en alguna manera esta semana? Even physically, aún físicamente. You know, this week I was walking kind of like this week. Así estaba caminando esta semana. And I was like, what's going on? ¿Qué está pasando? You know, and then this started hurting, and then this started hurting, and después empezó a dolerme aquí. It's like I started compensating, so now it's, yeah. And I'm only 44 years old. Solo tengo 44 años. ¿Qué pasó? And you know, I started like, you know, putting stuff on me, frotándome con cosas. And it helped. Me ayudó. I needed a massage. Thank you, brother. Necesitaba un masaje. Necesitaba un masaje. Pray for me on that. Ore por mí. But the point is that sometimes, even physically, we feel weak. A veces, aún físicamente, nos sentimos débil. You know, our bodies are weak, even though they're strong. Nuestros cuerpos son débiles, aunque son fuertes. And you know, some of you, I admire some of you. Some of you guys are really strong. Algunos de ustedes, y mujeres estoy incluyendo, algunas de ustedes, hermanas, están fuertísimas. Some of our sisters are super strong. Women are super strong, and I would argue that women in some ways are stronger than men. I know, I'm going into dangerous territory. Yo voy a argumentar que en algunas maneras, las mujeres son más fuertes que los hombres. You guys can withstand more than us sometimes. Pueden aguantar más que nosotros. We might be stronger like this. Tal vez somos más fuertes así. You know? But there's a different kind of strength. Hay otro tipo de fuerza. And it's internal strength. Es interna. And women can withstand pain like no one else. Las mujeres pueden aguantar dolor como nadie más. And moms, las madres, wow, those are the real heroes. Esas son las verdaderas héroes. We men, we couldn't handle it. No lo podíamos aguantar. They've done things where they've attached things to men whose wives are pregnant, and they attach things, they put a big pillow and so that they can feel what it's like. Le han puesto cosas a hombres que están casados y sus esposas están embarazadas. Le han puesto cosas conectados y le dan una barriga y peso. And those men, they turn into little babies. Se convierten en bebés. I can't handle it. No puedo. Why am I joking? Porque estoy. Men, you are strong too. Los hombres también son fuertes. But what I'm trying to say is that real strength and real power comes from God. Verdadera fuerza y poder viene de Dios. Because whether you're a man or a woman, you're going to have days where you're too weak. Sea que eres hombre o mujer, vas a tener días que vas a estar demasiado débil. Maybe it will be physical, tal vez va a ser físico. Maybe it will be emotional, tal vez va a ser emocional. Maybe it will be intellectual, tal vez va a ser intelectual. And you know who your strength and your power needs to be? Jesus, God. ¿Quién debe de ser tu poder y tu fuerza en esos días? Dios. He's the only one. And the truth is that even on your best days, aún en tus días mejores, that's because of God. Es por Dios that he gives you the strength, que él te da la fuerza. And look at what it says in Scripture. Mira lo que dice, la oración de Pablo, God, Paul's prayer. Strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might. Fortalecidos con todo poder, según la potencia de su gloria. That's Paul's prayer for the Colossians and also for us. Es la oración de Pablo para los colosenses y también para nosotros. That's God's desire for us. Es el deseo de Dios para nosotros. Because the Lord knows that we're weak and we need his power. Dios sabe que somos débiles y necesitamos el poder de Él. And don't put down someone else because of their weakness. No pongas de menos a alguien por su debilidad. We all have weakness. Todos tenemos debilidad. We need the power of God in our lives. Necesitamos el poder de Dios en nuestras vidas. So when you see someone going through weakness, cuando ves a alguien que está pasando un momento de debilidad, encourage them, anímalos. Pray for them, ora por ellos. Tell them that God can give them the power. Diles que Dios le puede dar el poder. That they need to turn to God, tienen que ir a Dios. Are you needing God's power in a part of your life right now that is weak? ¿Estás necesitando el poder de Dios en una parte de tu vida que está débil? Then ask Him for it. Pídaselo. And He will give you His power and strength. Él te dará su poder y fuerza. I guarantee you, because God is good. Te lo garantizo porque Dios es bueno. Not because of me. No por mí. Not. It's God is good. Dios es bueno. And look at His word. Claim His word. Agárrate de su palabra. Look at what it says in 2 Corinthians 13:4. 2 Corinthians 13:4. We're almost done. Ya casi terminamos. For to be sure, He was crucified in weakness, referring to Jesus, yet He lives by God's power. Likewise, we are weak in Him, yet by God's power we will live with Him in our dealing with you. Es cierto que fue crucificado en debilidad, pero ahora vive por el poder de Dios, hablando de Jesús. De igual manera, nosotros participamos de su debilidad, pero por el poder de Dios viviremos con Cristo para ustedes. By the power of God. Por el poder de Dios. So as Christians, we depend to walk with in a way that's worthy of Jesus. We depend on the power of God. Amen. Para caminar en una manera que es digna de Jesús, dependemos de el poder de Dios. Because the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. El espíritu está dispuesto, pero la carne está débil. And sometimes the only thing that will get you out of bed to serve God, to walk in a way that's worthy of Christ, is the power of God. Porque van a haber días que para poder levantarte de la cama y caminar en una manera que es digna de Cristo, el único que te va a dar fuerzas y poder es Jesús. Es el Señor. You know why we fail so much? ¿Por qué fracasamos tanto? Because we don't depend on God's power. No dependemos de del poder de Dios. We're trying to do it with our little power. Estamos tratando de hacerlo en nuestras fuerzas, nuestro poder. And you're not going to make it. No vas a lograrlo. But if you depend on the power of God, you will walk in a way that's worthy of Christ. Si dependes del poder de Dios, vas a caminar, andar en una manera que es digna de Jesús. The last point, el último punto. Walking in a way that is worthy of Christ gives us perseverance and patience. Caminando como es digno de Cristo nos da perseverancia y paciencia. How many of you need more patience in your life? Okay, the honest ones, los honestos, just kidding. How many of you need more perseverance? ¿Cuántos necesitan más perseverancia? I'll admit it, yo también. Look at what it says there. In verse 11, en el versículo 11. For the attaining of all steadfastness or perseverance, depending on the translation, and patience. Para obtener toda perseverancia y paciencia. God knows, like I just said, that we're weak. Dios sabe que somos débiles. And part of walking in a way, and I'm about to finish here. Voy a terminar. Part of walking in a way that's worthy of Christ is persevering. And having patience. Parte de caminar en una manera que es digna del Señor Jesús es tener perseverancia y paciencia. Now, what is perseverance? That means that you see the finish line. Perseverancia es que tú miras la meta. And you are going towards that goal. Y estás yendo hacia esa meta. And you know what the goal is? The goal is to be like Jesus. La meta es ser como Jesús. Run the good race. Caminar, correr la buena carrera. And I know I'm going to fail sometimes. Yo sé que voy a fracasar. But I need perseverance. Yo necesito perseverancia that I keep going no matter what. Yo sigo, no importa lo que suceda. It doesn't matter if I fall, I stumble, I get cut, whatever. Si me caigo, si me rasgo, I keep going. Have you ever seen those runners? ¿Han visto esos corredores? And they run that race, y corren esa carrera in those long, like the marathons, los maratones. Like, what is it, 27 miles, 27 millas? I look at that and I start having a heart attack just watching it. Me da un ataque de corazón mirando eso. I don't know how they do it, but they've got perseverance inside. Tienen perseverancia. They're going to keep going no matter what. Van a seguir, no importa lo que pase. Because they know what the goal is. Saben lo que es la meta. And they know, and we know in Christ, that one day the Lord will come back. Sabemos que un día va a regresar el Señor. And we're going to be with Him forever. Y vamos a estar con Él para siempre. And that keeps us going. Because that's my goal, is to be with the Lord. Esa es mi meta, estar con el Señor. And guess what? The Lord is the only one that can give me that perseverance. El Señor es el único que me puede dar esa perseverancia. And what about patience? Patience is waiting on God. Paciencia es esperar en Dios. How many of you are waiting for something right now to happen in your life? ¿Cuántos están esperando que algo suceda en sus vidas? You know what though? There's two kinds of ways of waiting. Hay dos maneras de esperar. You can simply just wait and go, I hope it happens. Or suffer through it. Oh, I've got to wait. Puedes estar sufriendo, esperando. Ay, tengo que esperar. Ojalá. But God says, that's not the way to wait. Dios dice, no es la manera de esperar. You need to wait on Him. You need to wait on God. Tienes que esperar en Dios. And you know, when you wait on God, you wait with expectation. Cuando esperas en Dios, esperas con expectativa. That God will answer in His time. Dios va a responder en su tiempo. Not our time, no el tiempo de Dios. And you know that that gives you patience, te da paciencia. Because you're waiting on Him. Estás esperando en Él. Not on the circumstances, no en las circunstancias, but in Him. Pero en Él. Is there something right now that you need to start saying, God, I want to wait on You and not on the circumstances? ¿Hay algo en tu vida en este momento que quieres decirle al Señor? Señor, voy a empezar a esperar en Ti y no las circunstancias. Because I don't want to suffer anymore. Ya no quiero sufrir. I want to trust You. Te quiero confiar. Having that kind of patience is trusting God. Teniendo ese tipo de paciencia es confiar en Dios. In this last verse, este último versículo, I believe this is the key. This is the secret. Este es el secreto. Take it with you. Memorize it. Tómalo. Memorízalo. I believe. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. Confía en el Señor de todo corazón, no en tu propia inteligencia. In all your ways, submit to Him or acknowledge Him. Reconócelo en todos tus caminos, and He will make your path straight. Y Él allanará tus sendas. Are you trusting in the Lord with all your heart, with all of who you are? ¿Estás confiando en el Señor con todo lo que eres? Because when you do that and you don't depend on your own power, cuando tú haces eso y no dependes en tu inteligencia, tu poder, and instead you submit everything to Him, every part of your life, sometes cada parte de tu vida, you acknowledge Him, lo reconoces, He's the one that's going to make the path straight. Él va a allanar esos caminos en tu vida. He will help you to have the perseverance and patience you need. Él te va a ayudar a tener esa perseverancia y paciencia que necesitas. We're going to pray. Vamos a orar. Are you walking in a way that's worthy of Christ right now? ¿Estás caminando en una manera que es digno del Señor? Yes, we're going to fail sometimes. Sí, vamos a fracasar a veces. But where is your heart truly? ¿Dónde está tu corazón? Is your desire to walk with the Lord even when you fall? Lord, help me. Pick me back up. ¿Tu deseo es caminar con el Señor aun cuando te caes? Ayúdame, Señor. Levántame. Quiero seguir. Is your desire for other people to see Jesus through your life? ¿Es tu deseo que otra gente vea a Jesús a través de tu vida? Because they're going to be separated from God forever. If they don't know Jesus. ¿Por qué van a ser separados de Jesús si no conocen a Jesús? Van a ser separados de Dios toda la eternidad si no conocen a Jesús. Is your desire to please the Lord with your life? Es tu deseo agradar al Señor con tu vida. That it would be a beautiful aroma to God. Que sea un aroma bellísima, agradable al Señor. What is your desire? ¿Cuál es tu deseo? Would you pray right now with me? Oren conmigo. Close your eyes for just a moment. Cierren sus ojos por un momento. Our team is going to play a song of invitation. Nuestro equipo va a tocar un canto de invitación. And I want to encourage you to just talk to God right now. Los quiero animar que hablen con Dios en este momento. God knows your heart and knows your struggles. Dios sabe tu corazón y tus debilidades. He knows where you need help. Él sabe dónde necesitas ayuda. Are you willing to ask him right now for that? ¿Estás dispuesto a preguntar? Because see, God commands, but we have to obey. Dios manda, pero tenemos que obedecer. And you have a choice right now. Tú puedes escoger. Lord, would you take my hand? Señor, toma mi mano. Would you guide me? Guíame. Because I can't walk alone for Jesus. No puedo caminar solo para Jesús. See, walking with Christ is walking with him. Caminando para Cristo es caminar con él. You don't do it alone. No lo haces solo. You need him to take you by the hand. Necesitas que tome tu mano. And sometimes we just need him to carry us. A veces solo necesitamos que nos cargue. We can't even walk. Ni podemos caminar. But he can carry us. Él nos puede cargar. To the end, even if it's needed. Hasta el final, si se necesita. Jesus can carry you. Jesús te puede cargar. Will you come to him? ¿Estás dispuesto a venir a él? Lord, here I am. I surrender. Señor, aquí estoy, me rindo.